Niagara's had its College of Hospitality and Tourism Management since 1968. For the last 5 years, it's also had the Niagara Global Tourism Institute, which works collaborations between the public and the private sector in Niagara Falls, a town where the two are inextricably linked. State parks provide the beauty of the falls, and the private sector feeds, clothes, and puts T-shirts and hats on the visitors. Global Tourism Director Patrick Whalen says some programs are short-term and others are longer-term. Whalen says the first project was to persuade visitors to stay longer.
We started a program called Stay Another Night, and we did workforce training with the front desk clerks. And we gave them sales skills so they could ask visitors as they checked in if they could be interested in staying another night by going, say, to the Albright Notch Art Gallery or skating at Canal Side or the Dara Martin House or the Teddy Roosevelt site.
Whalen says a longer-term goal is to get enough of those longer visits that more hospitality workers can work year-round and potentially develop a career with promotion potential. He says there are also tech projects like the free Wi-Fi around the falls and using that system to find out how many countries are visitors from. At recent count, Wi-Fi users say they came from 145 countries. The Hospitality College is also holding more of its classes in the center of Niagara Falls, and the rebuilt Hotel Niagara will have actual classrooms. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.